Jennifer Schwartz-Durkee for all of you who don't know me, and this is Rebecca Martin, and we are also either joined or represented by a number of groups and people in our region. At least 1,500 support us on a regular basis and have signed our petitions. So we were formed 10 years ago by a small group of residents led by Rebecca Martin and with advice and support from people like me and others to increase transparency and civic engagement in local government through education and outreach. In this last decade, we have seen many changes in our community. A whole new slate of elected officials in Kingston, many new community-based organizations and volunteers, lots of positive developments. We believe that civic engagement is responsible for much of what's happening here. So why we're here? As you're probably aware, we've led this coalition in the last 4 months because of significant concern over the Niagara bottling proposal. You may have seen community protests in the past over various issues, but this one we feel is different. In the case of Niagara, the public in all walks of life and across the political spectrum showed immediate concern over the prospect of selling what may be our most highly valued public natural resource, unless you can bottle air, that is, to a private company. People were concerned for many reasons. There appeared to be many decisions made behind closed doors before the public could weigh in. The amount of water promised posed a threat to the watershed surrounding Cooper Lake. It represented at least 25% of the safe yield of what could be the last remaining water available for any other form of development in and around Kingston. The environmental assessment form filed by the applicant's consulting engineer and adopted by the town of Ulster had omitted several significant aspects that would have triggered a more detailed review. And it appeared that our elected and appointed officials were supporting this very large project prior to any cost-benefit evaluation or thorough state environmental quality review process. Our work has been step-by-step to identify and highlight the need for a more transparent, inclusive process that is based on what our community, and I mean that in the broader sense, what it wants for itself. We agreed several years ago when we worked together on sustainable economic development with Ulster Tomorrow, together with you, the IBA, a plan that was adopted by the county legislature that called for a culture of collaboration and identified specific clusters for us to develop together proactively. So this is why we're here today. We're asking you, the Ulster County Government, and the Ulster County Government, and SUNY Ulster, as well as the Regional Economic Development Council, the State of New York, and any other decision makers involved in the serious responsibility of economic development, to provide us and the public with a thorough set of criteria by which we may evaluate the costs and benefits of proposals such as Niagara. Jobs are very important, but what do we give up in exchange? Should we promise a valuable and potentially scarce public good, our water, for private profit while a regressive pricing structure that makes the smallest and poorest pay nearly 40 times more than the bottler would pay per gallon? Would a less regressive pricing structure provide the revenue Kingston Water Department needs to maintain our infrastructure? Would state and local incentives be more productively to small businesses or to repair our infrastructure? Regarding jobs, did you know that in the last two decades, 65% of all jobs were created by microbusiness and large businesses created the fewest in our country? What smaller, more locally owned businesses would grow far more quickly and sustainably with far fewer incentives? How many of Niagara's promised jobs will go to area residents who badly need work? Highly credible labor studies show that about 80% of new jobs created in company relocation and new sites are also transplanted. We would be glad to provide you with that information as well. And what are the tax liabilities? What is borne by the rest of us? And more importantly, what are the potential environmental impacts locally and globally of any proposal that comes before you? We ask that you consider, this is the end, how you decide about the costs and benefits of projects that come before you. We ask that in your revision of the uniform tax exemption policy, you consider these and many other factors in your decisions to award pilots or any other kind of support for projects. We also ask that you make this information clearer to the public through your website, publications, and access to your organization upon request by the public. And we very much would like to work with you to consider some of the revisions of these policies. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. get a fourth quarter meeting set up.
Sure.